Across England, there's something in the air.
Honestly, never felt better. Got my best mate with me, right? And it's absolutely mint.
This was Sheffield after England's women, known as the Lionesses, thrashed Sweden to reach Sunday's Euro 2022 final. Nationwide screenings like this are bringing people together in public. And nearly 500,000 fans have attended matches so far, more than doubling the figure for the last tournament 5 years ago.
Ladies' football is just a completely different atmosphere to the men's. It's more, I don't know, it's family, it's more fun. Everyone joining in, singing, Mexican waves.
And underpinning the Euros, there's a whole ecosystem, from the Women's Super League to semi-professional clubs like Dulwich Hamlet here in South London to school teams. Hard to believe that for decades women were barred from competing in a game that the English Football Association called quite unsuitable for females.
At grounds up and down the country, women's teams offer the fans quality football week in, week out. But there's no doubt the Euros tournament has opened many more people's eyes. And for clubs like this, that can only be a good thing.
I've got mates texting me who have had no interest in women's football before, getting really excited about this tournament. Lots of guys as well, which is nice to see. People of all ages. I was on my bicycle the other day, cycling home, and I was stopped at traffic lights, and there was three old men, and I could hear them talking about the England game that was on the night before. And just things like that, that for me is really special.
In recent years, women's and girls' football has really taken off. By 2020, the number taking part in England had reached almost 3.5 million. But there's still a long way to go before the women earn anywhere near as much as the men do, or make a living from the sport outside the top tier.
Hopefully, like with the Euros, it's going to bring a little bit more attention to the game, and the women will start getting a bit more recognition because they do train really hard. It would be nice for them to be more accepted as the sports people that they actually are.
As the national team gear up for their biggest match ever, they'll be hoping the home crowd can give them the edge over Germany. But it's not just about the result.
We hope that we got everyone so enthusiastic, and that at the end, actually, the whole country is proud of us, and that even more girls and boys will start playing football.
Of course, for the Lionesses, going one step further than England's men did last year and lifting the trophy is the ultimate goal.
England!
Nadine Barber, Al Jazeera, London.